We begin today with tennis, and Karolina Plíšková has put down a major marker as a player to watch in the future after becoming the first Czech woman to reach the final of the US Open in over two decades. In the end, the rangy 24-year-old lost a thrilling encounter 3-6, 6-4, 4-6 to new world number one Angelique Kerber. But despite coming off second best in Saturday's final, Plíšková, who had never previously made it past the third round of a Grand Slam tournament, told reporters that she was satisfied with her achievements at Flushing Meadows.
I think I did a great job, and even with my first final, I still was close to winning. And I mean, she has more experience to play those finals than me, so probably that decided in this match, but I'm so proud of myself. If someone would tell me I'm going to play final in this tournament before 2 weeks, I would take it.
Plíšková's impressive run at the US Open has seen her rise to sixth in the world rankings. That's one better than her previous highest place. Her compatriot, Lucia Shafashova, went one step further at Flushing Meadows, lifting the women's mixed doubles title with Bethany Mattek-Sands of the United States. The pair lost the first set in the final 2-6, but fought back to take the next two against Carolina Garcia and Kristina Mladenovic of France for their third Grand Slam victory. Sitting alongside Mattek-Sands at a news conference, Shafashova outlined the secret behind their successful partnership.
The chemistry is great. I mean, we complement each other so well. Our games just fit, and we've done so well on all the tournaments. And now this year it's been a tough year for us because I've been out for half a year with my sickness and missed Australia. Then Bethany broke her finger just before French Open, so that kind of like... But we both stick together.
Yeah.
And like, believe that once we are again strong,
feeling good,
that we can do this, and we did it. So it's amazing.
Indeed. Football, and all eyes were on Sparta Prague versus Mladá Boleslav on Saturday. The reason for the huge interest, the return of Tomáš Rosický for Sparta, 15 years after the midfielder left for Dortmund on a record fee. Rosický made just a short appearance, coming on with less than 20 minutes remaining, and couldn't help the hosts to all 3 points as the game ended 2-2. He had this to say afterwards.
Naturally, I did my best. It didn't work out, unfortunately. I have to admit, we didn't deserve to win. Boleslav played well and were maybe better, even though the second half went better for us. I feel good on the ball, but of course I'm lacking match fitness. I need at least a week more proper training before I could consider starting a game.
This Thursday, Sparta are in action away to English side Southampton in their first Europa League group game. Czech title holders Victoria Pilsen visit Italy's Napoli in the same competition. And that's all the sports news for today.